It's terrible news. You hate to see a guy, you know, having a great year, going to a contract year or something like that happen. But, you know, I wish him the best. I wish him, you know, a speedy recovery. But we just got to focus on the task at hand right now, and that's New England. And, you know, whoever's filling his shoes, whoever we put in there has to, you know, step up.
What's the lesson that you guys took from that first game in New England?
It was crazy as that whole game was. We learned a lot. Well, the first half, we had glimpses of how we can play on defense, and, you know, we just got to finish. You know, a team like that that's been behind before and, you know, had plenty of comebacks and have had success, you know, playing from behind. We just got to learn how to put teams away and finish. And, you know, that's something that we could improve on from the game yesterday. And we watched that today and seeing how we can improve and try to get better each week.
Terrence, what have you seen in Champ Bailey in the last couple of weeks as he's returned, come along, and now he'll probably have an even bigger role in this next game?
Well, I just think he's getting his groove back. I mean, as long as he's played, you know, when you sit out a few games, sit out a few weeks, you're going to, you know, be a little rusty. And I think he's finally getting back, and, you know, into his mode that we need him to play at. And you know, I'm just excited to see, you know, see him back and have him back there.
What does he mean to the other defensive players with his history with his team and everything?
Well, I mean, you're kind of, you know, you're more comfortable when a guy, you know, when you got Champ Bailey behind you. But, and, you know, it makes things a lot easier for the D-line, you know, rushing the quarterback and things like that. And it also, you know, makes it hard for the quarterback. You know, they're not going to throw to his side most of the time. And, you know, he basically shuts down half a field. So it helps out everybody.
With the emergence of LeGarrette and Blount, it seems they're much different challenge than they were in November. So that seems to be something you would embrace this time around?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about in the playoffs, just running the ball and playing solid defense. And whichever team can stop the run and whichever team can run the ball and win the game. And that's why we were successful yesterday. So, you know, like I said, we watched some New England today, and we just got to be in our gaps and play physical and not allow them to, you know, play up-tempo and not be ready. We got to get lined up and just do our job and tackle.
Defense
that'll be out there on Sunday looks a lot different than maybe the starting 11 you had the first week of the preseason. How have you guys been able to kind of survive all of the turmoil? Well, I don't think this whole year we haven't had a consistent starting lineup. So, you know, that's just the onus on the guys in the room. We just, you know, we embrace every role that we have on the team. And, you know, who's ever in there, we expect to make plays. So, you know, it really doesn't matter. Who's ever out there got to make plays. And, you know, with the goal that we have in mind to win the Super Bowl, you know, we can't have any setbacks. So
much is made of chemistry, though, that it takes time to get that going. And then you guys don't have time, it seems, but the train keeps rolling. How does that?
Well, I think with mixing and matching all year and, you know, Jack putting in different lineups during camp and preseason, it kind of helped us. So, you know, it's we don't lose any chemistry when guys are replaced because everybody's always playing. And, you know, we've had so many different combinations there, it's almost to the point now where you're comfortable with everybody.
Do you remember what it was like back in some of those first maybe off-season practices when there were a bunch of new guys, you know, you, DRC, Sean, kind of figuring out?
Yeah, we're just trying to gel as a group. You know, you got to gel in the locker room first before you gel in the field. And, you know, we have the right type of personalities in our room. No me guys, and everybody wants to win. So I think the transition was easier for us to come in. Everybody had the same goal in mind.
You mentioned wanting to close the door on teams. Is that just a mentality? How do you make that happen?
Well, we just got to apply the pressure that we had, you know, the energy coming up San Diego yesterday. And, you know, the first three quarters, you know, they couldn't do anything on us. And, you know, I don't know really what happened the fourth quarter, but we just got to do a better job of just, you know, just keeping the pedal down and, you know, not depending on the offense to take us home and just, you know, shut teams out.
How happy were you for Jeremy Mincy for the game he had yesterday and just how's he progressed?
I'm real happy for him. I mean, we've been through a lot together in the past, and, you know, he's a winner. You know, he comes from a winning college program, and, you know, when we're in Jacksonville, he's always talking about winning, and, you know, I'm just happy to, you know, play with him and see him here and have the opportunity to win the Super Bowl.
Do you think
the Jack last week, I think, said you were enjoying a bounce back season. Do you agree with that? Is it, you know, maybe for you and Mincy, maybe the losing got to you after a while? And
well, I just think, you know, when you try not to get used to losing, and you know, in Jacksonville, it seemed that way with a few guys, but you know, I don't really consider it a bounce back year, but you know, I just think it was finally a chance for me to, you know, put my name on the good side of things and show that I'm a good player in this league.
Terrence, what's the biggest thing you guys got to do differently that you didn't do last time against New England?
well, first we got to start fast like we did last time we went up there, but like I said before, we just got to finish. And you know, a guy like Tom Brady, you know, you can't give him an opportunity. You know, with a minute left to win the game, he's been in that situation plenty of times. And you know, we wanna, you know, eliminate, you know, him having chances to beat us at the end of the game, and you know, put him out early.
How different are you about Gronk?
Oh, very different. You know, he's probably the best tight end in the NFL, and you know, that's his main target. So, no, that's why they're running the ball, and they're doing a good job of it. And you know, they have capable receivers, and their, you know, their quarterback is elite. So it's just they'll have some type of wrinkle. They'll have something. You know, whoever's in there, you know, they're expecting them to make plays. So it really doesn't matter who's out there.
You said your brother's a big Patriots fan. But
yeah, my family. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So will they dial it back this week just so they can see you in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a split household right now, just because, you know, growing up we always been Patriots fans, and but they're more so concerned with my success right now. But you know, so after the game Sunday, we'll handle that.
Okay, thank you, Terrence.